Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
This is the Mighty, the group that comes after Yom Kippur and still decides there's something more to do, which has had me thinking, because I've been thinking a lot about who would come to Shul the Shabbat after Yom Kippur, going into Sukkot. There's always a drop-off, you know. We're in Stanford Chapel, and there's a lot of empty seats, whereas just 3 days ago, we were in the main sanctuary and all the extra seats were added and every seat was taken for Kol Nidre. Because the high holidays have this sense about them that you have to come in order to start the new year. And when you start the new year, a lot of people take on this idea of what am I looking for this year? We do the Al Chaitz at Yom Kippur and we think about how we missed the mark last year and what we might be looking for in the year to come. And that's always sort of struck me as interesting, because when you look at the parshiot, the Torah portions that surround the end of the year, they sort of make you think like God's playing a game of hide and seek. And here's what I mean. So 2 weeks ago, we read Parshat Nitzavim. And in Parshat Nitzavim, God starts to talk about the mitzvot and the Torah and the way that we connect to each other. And God says, it's not in heaven. It's sort of like a game of hot and cold. You know, like hotter, cold, cold, freezing, right? When you move far away from what you're looking for, and hot, hot, hotter, burning when you get closer. God says, I'm going to give you a hint. It's not in heaven. Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not out of your reach. Commitment, relationship, engagement is not too hard to come by. It's right there. You just have to seek it out. Except that then this week in Parshat Ha'ezinu, God says, I'm going to hide my countenance and see how they fare in the end. Okay, so it's not in heaven, but I'm going to hide and watch you and see what you do. So we're not playing a game of hot and cold, because God's not going to tell you whether you're hotter or colder. You just have to search it out yourself. And I think that it's important that the Torah is telling us that there's work to do. It's not out of reach. It's just not really easy to find as we enter into a new year. Because if it were easy, Yom Kippur would mean nothing. If it were easy to do the right thing all the time, or to ask forgiveness throughout the year, or to be on your best behavior at every minute, Yom Kippur would have no point. Instead, it's this reminder that we're always searching, that God is there. We just have to look around the corner and try a different path each year to find our connection to community. That it's not too hard to reach, as it says in Parshat Nitzavim. It's right here. It's just about the way that we connect with each other. And I think that that's why we get to Parshat Ha'ezinu, which is written in poetic form. In the Torah, it's columns. It's two columns, which is the way the Torah says it's poetry. They're split columns. Because this isn't usual. It's different. It's unique to lend your ear. Ha'ezinu means to listen. To listen to each other. That's unique. We don't do that very regularly these days. To search for yourself and find meaning and engage again is new every year. And that's why I think Parshat Ha'ezinu comes at this point, is to remind us that everything is different, because every year we're supposed to try again to start that search for what means something to us and how we might change in the year to come. And I think that's really the blessing of these days. It's not just filling the seats for Yom Kippur or Kol Nidre and showing up to say, okay, I'm going to apologize right in this moment. It's Ha'ezinu. It's how we listen to each other and to our world and the ways in which we change as the year progresses and we move forward. So that's my blessing for us this Shabbat. And as we move through the holiday season, there's still, believe it or not, three more holidays, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah, to get through, right? Because it gives us that opportunity to keep stopping, keep reevaluating, and decide which way we want to turn as we really enter into the year. Shabbat Shalom, Shana Tova.